I guess, initially your reaction?
This has been an extremely emotional week, very difficult for the victim in this case. I am very pleased, obviously, that the jury found him guilty of a very significant felony, a 40-year felony, at least potential penalty that carries with it a presumption of 5 years in prison, and the obstructing charge. But it obviously is very emotional and difficult as to the other two counts for the victim and her family.
We heard after the reading of the second count, the victim running from the courtroom, and clearly difficult for her. Did this surprise you that she had not guilty on the first two counts and then suddenly guilty on the third and fourth, but not a clean sweep?
Nothing surprises me anymore with regard to sexual assault cases. I think as time goes on, the expectations of juries, they've increased as far as what they would like to see by way of physical evidence, or it's very difficult. Like I said, this has been a very difficult week. I believe that this victim has put everything out there for consideration. The defendant obviously admitted that he lied several times to law enforcement, and now this young girl has to try to understand how it is that the jury did not reach a verdict of guilt on those two counts for someone of any age who is a victim of crime. It's very difficult, but for a child, certainly it's very difficult.
Clearly nobody really won, because you have two guilties, two not guilties, both families upset. Is the victim seeing any consolation in the fact that there is at least two guilties?
Well, I don't want to speak for her, but I feel that it was difficult. You always feel like a victim is re-victimized by this whole process, but now the defendant is remanded, the public is protected, and that is what this process is all about. Now the court will determine what sentence is appropriate, so the system has worked. It's going to take some time, I think, for this to settle in for her and for her to realize that had she not come forward, had she not had the courage to speak up and go through this process, there would not be a conviction at all. So I think it's just going to take her some time.
Oh, I was going to say, what are you kind of looking for as far as sentencing goes?
Well, they'll do a pre-sentence investigation, and then, honestly, the parties need to assess that investigation, and we'll both make our recommendations at sentencing.
With the first two counts out of the picture, does the sentencing for counts 3 and 4 include registering as a sex offender once out of prison?
Yes. Not count 4. The obstructing charge does not carry that potential penalty, but the charge in count 3, use of a computer to facilitate a child sex crime, does carry registration.
Do you see any more coming to this? I know one thing kind of that we were talking to the defense is that kind of walking out, you know, is, you know, as you had said, both sides in a way kind of lost a little bit, and he made it kind of sound like he wasn't done yet. Do you see more coming from this?
I'm not sure what that means, he wasn't done yet. Well, you know, he can go ahead and file motions. From my perception, it was a very clean trial. The jury reached its verdict, and that's how the system is supposed to work, and now the judge will fulfill his duties and sentence the defendant. So that is the last stage as far as we're concerned.
Are you satisfied with the outcome?
Whenever you have a child run from the courtroom with that kind of emotion and disappointment and confusion, it's difficult for me to say that I feel satisfied. But in the end, this is a felony level conviction, potential penalty of 40 years, and an opportunity for community protection. And my hope is that some healing for the victim as time goes on. So to me, that is a victory.
Are you satisfied that the victim has the family support, the counseling to help her get through this?
Her family is tremendous. We have had an opportunity to get to know them. And they have been supportive of her through the whole process. She has a wonderful family. She's very fortunate in that regard. A lot of sexual assault victims don't have that type of family. And so she will have tremendous support as she goes forward. And she has a lot of potential. You heard throughout this trial, she's a tremendous athlete. She's very intelligent, and our hope is that she'll be able to heal now.
She is still under 18 at this point.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
I think that's anything else that we've left off that you'd like to add?
Nope. I think that's probably pretty much it. Thanks for sticking around.
Thank you so much.